Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Navy SEAL Team 6, you know them. Well, they added to their lore this week when they rescued two aid workers from heavily armed pirates in Somalia. To take the kidnappers by surprise, the SEALs parachuted into Somalia in the dead of night, about 2 miles from the target. They ran in full combat gear the rest of the way, engaged the Somali pirates in a firefight, killing all of them before rescuing the hostages unharmed and absconding them to safety. Our next guest is a former commander at SEAL Team 6 and joins us to explain why raids like the one in Somalia just may be the future of American military operations around the world. Ryan Zinke is a Republican Montana state senator, but before becoming a state politician in Montana, he was a member of SEAL Team 6 and a commander there, 23 years. Senator, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Good to have you. Senator, I want to play you a clip from the New York Times' David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our partner in the New York Times, who spoke to me yesterday on this show, giving his take on the news about SEAL Team 6 breakup of this Somali pirate ring and the rescue of the two aid workers.
The idea, of course, it's the same that lies in the drone program, which is to make the pirates, Al-Qaeda, anybody operating in the lawless territory of Somalia feel like there is no safe territory, that even if you're on land, you are not necessarily safe from these commandos. And I think that's sort of the bigger message he's trying to send.
Now, he's saying, Ryan Zinke, that more than just tactical kill teams, special ops are becoming sort of strategic, deadly ambassadors for U.S. interests.
Well, certainly the role of special operations has increased, and there's a number of reasons why. The opposition has become better in terms of the technology that's being used in the battlefield, the availability of advanced optics and thermal imaging equipment. And even you look at cell phones, I mean, that the Arab Spring in part was based on social media and the use of cell phones and technology. And that's similar to areas around the world, and it takes a force. If you mitigate the loss and you want to hedge your bet on success, then using a force that's better trained, has more sophisticated equipment, is probably the right move.
What does it say to the rest of the world, however, when these traditionally, obviously the assassination of Osama bin Laden is going to be very public, but these normally very secret operations are becoming more into the public sphere. President Obama congratulating Leon Panetta in front of everyone at the State of the Union. We were all going to know very publicly about this operation. SEAL Team 6 seems to be having an increasingly public role, or at least it seems to me.
Well, and there's a danger. I disagreed with the announcement that SEAL Team 6 or any time you bring it to a specific group or person. I think special operations or U.S. special operations is the right term to use. It's sufficient to know that the U.S. conducted the operation. I don't think it's important to know who exactly in the special forces family or outside of special forces conducted the operation. There's a danger there when you bring it past, an entity into a specific team, and of course, a point danger when you bring it to an individual.
To an individual unit, is there any reason to believe, in your mind, Senator Ryan Zinke, that David Sanger is right, that when you can use drone attacks, SEAL team operations, or special operations anywhere around the world, that terrorists, bad guys, kidnappers get the feeling that they can't be safe anywhere? Does that work?
Well, I think it does. You look at the concern from the U.S. point of view, I'm sure, is it when you have a lawless area, as Somalia is, as Afghanistan at one time was, that's ripe for recruiting, for training, for planning attacks against the United States or our allies. And so the danger in Somalia is you have piracy, which there is a line between piracy and funding of terrorist activities, as there is a line of drugs and Taliban in Afghanistan. There is a connection. Well, I think it's prudent to keep your eyes and your ears there, and when a target appears that is a danger, then you either monitor it or engage it. I think it's prudent to keep the war off our shores.
Now, domestically, Ryan Zinke, again, you are a former SEAL Team 6 commander yourself, but you're also a politician, let's be honest. Domestically, how do you feel about the increasing role of special ops in our American politics? People are going to celebrate that Osama bin Laden is dead, but this operation in Somalia became part of the State of the Union address the other night. Is it appropriate for the commander-in-chief, as he inevitably is doing, to be gaining political advantage off of these operations?
Well, I think there's a real danger when that occurs. You know, the military is not political. When I was a commander, it didn't matter whether I was Republican or Democrat. It was about the mission. And I think there's a danger because at present time, the military is respected by both parties, and traditionally has not been a tool to use, although some administrations have effectively used, you know, the force or the threat of force in political terms. But, you know, we also live in a different world, and I refer to the Arab Spring, and the media, the speed of the media, the availability of technology online, you know, is a game changer. So the amount of information that's available out there, either by, you know, the military itself or other means, you know, is pretty different water than what we've been in before. I mean, you look at the once SEAL Team 6 was identified as the force that killed Osama bin Laden. The ability to reach down and find where that force is, to unpeel the onion per se, and have the knowledge of what that unit is, I mean, that was unprecedented.
Mm-hmm. And social media is certainly increasing around the world, and it also seems like it's too much to ask for a politician who is also commander-in-chief to not take credit for these operations, appropriate or inappropriate. Ryan Zinke, Republican Montana State Senator and former Navy SEAL Team Commander, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.